many flyers.
Something must be happening, something big.
We better get to Whispering Woods fast.
I getcha.
By the power of Grayskull.
For the honor of Grayskull.
Let's move, Cat.
Hello and welcome to the Powers of Grayskull series podcast here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG1 Mike, and this is a little content update for everybody. We had a buffer set up to where we had episodes in the can so we could just release them and we wouldn't feel so pressured to record a podcast every single week. Well, at episode 56, we ran out of buffer, so we're going to be buffering more episodes between now and the end of the year, and we'll release them out slowly. Joining me, of course, is Optimus Solo. Hello.
The one and only.
Yes, the one and only. The the Luigi Mario to my Mario Mario.
Oh, Jesus. Don't remind me of that movie.
Oh, come on. You know you love the little ba-bomb.
That was about the only thing I loved.
Ba-bomb! So this is a little content update for you guys, just to give you guys a heads up on what's going on and what's been going on with us and what's been going on with the show. We haven't forgotten about doing the show or anything like that. It's just we both had other stuff going on and whatever else. And
holidays took our buffer.
Yeah, pretty much. Horde Prime took a holiday with our buffer, actually.
But we will be back with a vengeance and get in all your episodes by the time the year's over, basically.
Oh, in order to see, that's the thing. That's one of the things. When we talked about Horde Prime takes a holiday, I said, okay, well, that's going to be last year's Christmas episode. And then 2016's Christmas episode is going to be the Christmas special. So, oh, yeah, no, we are definitely, 2016, we are definitely finishing out She-Ra. Sometime in 2017, we will start airing new adventures.
Brave souls we are.
Yes, yes, I know, right? So that's what's going on. The other thing for me, and I'll ask you what's going on with you podcasting-wise, that kind of stuff in a second. But the other thing with me is everybody should know by now, we've been doing this show for 4 years. We've been podcasting, and we've been friends for, well, since TFG1, so that's at least 8 years at this point. So Kevin pretty much knows how nuts I am. And knows how crazy I am. No, you do.
I do.
Knows how nuts and crazy I am with some of my podcasting projects. And I'm not ready yet to go back to Transformers. I'm not ready yet to do Transformers Prime Time, the Transformers Prime show. I'm not ready to get, I really hate to say this, but I'm so sick of Transformers. I need to do other stuff, and that's one of the things that I've been working on. Well, our good buddy Michael Wilson, Pecan Court Michael on Twitter, you know, he was one of the originators of TFG1. He was on Beast Unleashed with Steven and I. He was on Transformation Animation with you on as our Cybertronian correspondent and all that. He and I love Phineas and Ferb. And since the running gag in Phineas and Ferb is 104 Days of Summer, we are doing 104 Days of Summer, 104 podcasts, a daily Phineas and Ferb review show this summer, coming June 20th. So we're in the midst of pre-recording that.
Yikes.
So it's the first time I've ever done a daily podcast, and I've already edited the first two episode zero and then the first two review episodes. They're really short because it's Phineas and Ferb. It's 11-minute cartoons. Mm-hmm. It's not like a She-Ra show where it's, you know, 20 some odd minutes of an overall story. It's two individual stories. So they're going to be really, really short episodes, but that's what's been going on with me. You've You've been doing a whole bunch of stuff over at Cinema Geeks. You guys have gone into the you brave souls have entered video game films.
Video game land. Yeah, I mean, outside of the regular Cinema Geek episodes where we talk about movies and preview the month and review the month and all that type of stuff, yeah, we started our video game series where we're going to be looking at 20 different video game franchises that have been turned into films. We also are about to do our next director spotlight, and I'm being brave and actually going to expose myself to some anime. So we're doing a Miyazaki spotlight with that. We also are about to approach our 100th episode sometime this summer of Cinema Geek, so we'll be doing some special things with that. And also just did the fantasy film draft for the actors and actresses we drafted for this next year, so a lot of stuff going on over there. And a couple other projects that are in the pipeline. That's all I'll say for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that for GCR in general, I know Steve's doing the top 50 video game franchises. We've got a new Wars tournament that's going to be coming up over the summer.
And maybe an old show gets heard from again at some point here in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, new direction.
A new director's chair, I guess, was wheeled out for that.
Well, yeah, but it's at least I didn't say it's a one directional. Wow, damn, that's hard.
I think it's gonna be fun. I'm interested to see how people respond to this.
So that's what's going on with us. That's what's going on with Powers of Grayskull. We are going to be producing episodes. We're just not going to be releasing them right away. What I might start doing, maybe, is I might...
Might, maybe.
Yeah, might and maybe. That's right. If we get at least 10 episodes recorded in the next 2 or 3 months, I might release 2 episodes of that in the next 2 or 3 months, and then we'll just see how far we get. But that's what's going on with Powers of Grayskull series. We are still doing She-Ra. We are still, for the most part, having fun with She-Ra. For the most part,
dwindling.
In episode 57, you're going to hear a lot of complaining. I tell you that right now. So, anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I mean, just don't fret. There's more She-Ra coming. We're not going to stop this halfway through. We're gonna finish this project. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We are going to finish it. We're not going to let it languish for 2 years like that god awful Mask cartoon did. So that's what's going on.
I don't know. We haven't gone into space yet.
Well, technically, we go into space in episode 57, but I'll talk about that later. But anyway, so for the power, by the honor, all that stuff, or by the power and for the honor, whatever the hell the two of them say, we will catch you soon on Powers of Grayskull, Myths of Etheria.
Too bad Adora couldn't come along with us.
It seemed like a better idea for me to come instead. Are you saying you'd rather Adora was here instead of me?
No, of course not.
Oh, dearie my. So you're saying that you prefer She-Ra's company over Adora's?
No, I mean, that is...
I think it's an incredibly rude thing to say.
Boy, some people.
But I didn't mean...
All right, Bo. What did you mean?
Do you prefer She-Ra's company?
Or Adora's?
I think... Oh.
What's that?
Whoa.
This is the worst day of my life!